The Human Paradox. Many of the temporal troubles of mortals grow out of our twofold relation to the cosmos. We are a part of nature, we exist in nature, and yet we are able to transcend nature. Our ability to transcend ourselves is the one thing which distinguishes us from the animal kingdom. Mortals are finite, but we are indwelt by a spark of infinity. Such a dual situation not only provides the potential for evil but also engenders many social and moral situations fraught with much uncertainty and not a little anxiety. The courage required to effect the conquest of nature and to transcend oneself is a courage that might succumb to the temptations of self-pride. The mortal who can transcend self might yield to the temptation to deify their own self-consciousness. The mortal dilemma consists in the double fact that we are in bondage to nature while at the same time we possess a unique liberty, freedom of spiritual choice and action. On material levels, we mortals find ourselves subservient to nature, while on spiritual levels we are able to triumphant over nature and over all things temporal and finite. Such a paradox is inseparable from temptation, potential evil, decisional errors, and when self becomes proud and arrogant, sin may evolve. The problem of sin is not self-existent in our finite world. The fact of finiteness is not evil or sinful. The finite world was made by an infinite creator. It is the handiwork of his divine sons, and therefore it must be good. It is the misuse, distortion, and perversion of the finite that gives origin to evil and sin.